Welcome. This is a new year, the beginning of a new year. And I suppose people will be all sorts of parties and enjoying themselves to celebrate the coming of the new year. And I want to encourage you that you may have a bit of a hangover from the day before the new year, but let's look at today. This is a new year, and we have something absolutely glorious to talk about. For instance, in the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we find that Jesus is called the Dayspring. Chapter 1 and verse 78, we discover that Jesus is the Dayspring of our lives. And the word Dayspring means sun rising. Verse 78, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high hath visited us. If you go back into verse 68, blessed be the God of Israel, who hath visited us and redeemed his people. Jesus came to the Jew first, and he came then to those of us who are Gentiles. Because the Jewish people en masse rejected the Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth, so he comes now to you and I who have no background of religiousness, and our religiosity is based upon a simple fact that Jesus is God's Son. Have you received this wonderful Son of God? Do you know this wonderful Dayspring? As this day starts the new year, I beg of you, look out of the window and beyond. Look out into the Bible and beyond and see that God has so loved this world that he has given us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into this world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God knew that the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. He had made that pronouncement in Genesis, and he keeps his word. God is not willing that everybody should perish, but he is willing that everybody should find salvation. And so he sent his Son. This is his plan. He sent his Son into the world so that the world through Jesus might be saved. Look out of your window. Look out of your Bible. Look beyond the end of your nose and see that a saint for the Lord Jesus Christ is one who carries the evangelistic message that Jesus is the Savior of this world. Behold, unto you is born in the city of David this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So let's rejoice in the fact of the Word of God, and let's see this new year in a different perspective. Let's understand that we have opportunities in this new year that are absolutely extraordinary. Extraordinary. We say extraordinary because we don't want to say extraordinary, but they are extraordinary. These wonderful things that God has promised us. Peace is the greatest thing that he has promised us. And I predict to you that this world in this new year will know very little peace. There will be upheavals in this country and in the countries around the world. There will be a disturbing influence, a stirring of the things of the pot that is just awful. We will hear and see things. We will know of difficulties in people's lives, and we won't be able to cope with some of it. And some of you listening to my voice ere very many days from now will most likely step out one day into some sort of calamity, and you'll be so disturbed of heart and soul. Oh, here is the Dayspring. Who is the Dayspring? Who is the morning light? Who is this brilliant, dazzling brightness, this rising sun? His name is Jesus. Oh, the Word of God tells us, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. I would like to share with you another scripture that is taken from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 19 and verse 38. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Notice the difference. Peace on earth was from chapter 2 and verse 14. Peace in heaven is from chapter 19 and 38. What's the difference? Earth, heaven. You see, in heaven there is a warfare that goes on. Satan is forever wanting to be like God. He still is trying to recruit other angels to fall. He is still trying to cause heaven to be a messy place. Oh, but God has said the streets are made of gold, and there is a great shining, and the sun doesn't go down, and the moon doesn't need to shine. There are fruits that grow from trees that last every month, new fruit, and feed the people. And from the throne of God, there are rivers of living water, and we can plunge into those rivers. When we die, all of this is ours. All of this becomes a total fact of our eternal life, part of it. The beautiful thing about all of this is that God gives peace in heaven. How is peace brought to heaven? Well, Jesus ascended into heaven, and when he ascended, Satan had to get out. He had to get out of the way. He was not the favored angel. Jesus was the Son of God. Satan could not inherit. Jesus had inherited. And so the Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of God, the Father in heaven, writes the Apostle Paul, ever living for one purpose, to make intercession for you and I. That is to say, I slip over, I fall into sin, and the Lord Jesus is there to pick me up and dust me off and get me started again. And he turns, this is very poor illustration, but he turns to his Father and says, yes, he did slip, but my blood was shed to cleanse him. I'm cleansed, and I get on with the rest of my life. Do you see? There's peace in heaven. The anger of God is not directed towards the individual person who slips and falls, who repents of sin. In fact, his love and his mercy, which are very tender and very kind, are stretched out in front of us, and it's our privilege to receive. So we have these things going for us, and we have much that God has blessed us with. Let's look at Revelation 5 and 13. We have peace on earth if we trust the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. There is peace in our heart. We have peace in heaven because the Lord Jesus is the peace that is given to us. But here in Revelation 5 and verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honour, glory and power to him that sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb for ever. The Lamb is the Lord Jesus. And the writer is saying, he heard this wonderful voice, and every creature which is in heaven, and every creature which is on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, the whale is saying, blessing and honor and glory and power. And the shrimp is saying, maybe in a thin voice, but he is saying the same thing. And all that are in the sea and all the creation of God is blessing God. We start a new year and we start it with things of the past. Oh dear, you're going to drag the past in with you this year? Are you going to say, oh well, you see, there are things that might have been, and I'm going to drag them in because they might yet be. And the Apostle Paul addresses this. He says, forgetting those things which are behind, we press on to the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Forgetting everything that's behind. Did you disappoint yourself, your parents, your friends, your loved ones? Did you disappoint your Lord Jesus this year, this last year? Did you disappoint? Now, forgetting those things which are behind, reach out, press on, and reach out into all the tomorrows. Let this year be triumphant. Delve in 2012. Delve into the Word of God. Delve into the heart of Jesus. Delve into the will of God. Understand that God is on your side. You're never alone. He has called you, and He will keep you, and He will hold you, and He will love you forever and forever, and He will not go back on His word. It's ever so important that you and I come to the place where we can say, I am kept in His love. More about Jesus would I know. More of His Holy Spirit would I know. More of His presence would I know. Do you know this, Lord Jesus? I do hope so, because as you reach out into tomorrow and into this new year, you have no idea what is going to happen. But one thing is sure. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will always keep you, said Jesus. I will hold you in the hollow of my hand. Do you know where that hollow is? It's the hollow where the print of the nail went. In there, Jesus will hold you and keep you. I would like to spend a few moments, if you will bear with me, in the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, because there are so many precious things here. In verse 68, we read, Blessed be the God, the Lord God of Israel, for He hath visited and redeemed His people. Will you notice that God has visited us in this last year? We have not melted because of some atomic explosion or neutron bomb that has landed. Will you notice that we have been kept? And it's not because we have been accurate and kind, not because we have been faithful and following Jesus, but because our forefathers who love the Lord Jesus Christ beyond their own lives, they loved Him. They prayed for us, and we are redeemed, says this word. This word redeemed means bought out from the pawn shop of Satan. The price has been paid for our sin. We are lifted up. We have a new song in our mouth and our feet upon the solid rock of salvation in Jesus Christ the Lord. Do you believe that? It's important. It is very important. You see, there will be things that will shatter you. But let's look at verse 69. God hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David. Do you realize that this horn, it's rather like the horn of plenty that we parade around at Thanksgiving and we cover with all sorts of lovely, colorful things. But do you realize the horn of salvation is something that we can drink? We can drink from the horn. We are raised to drink. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If you're hungry and thirsty in your soul, said Jesus, come, drink. Now, we have a new year. New opportunities will arrive. New opportunities will give us the appointments with God so that we can be right with God. Drink of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I do wish you a happy new year. Oh, I do wish you all the blessings that God will allow in this new year. But experience has told me, though I wish that for you and for myself, I must understand that with it comes, oh, that fierce sword that will pierce even our hearts, that fierce hunger that will make us hungry and thirsty for God, and we're likely to turn in different directions instead of come to the living God, who is the bread of life and the quenching of our thirst in our souls. So I'm not silly about this, but the horn of salvation is there so that we can raise it and drink from it. And then notice in verse 72, to perform mercy, promise to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. Oh my, there are things here to perform mercy. If you go down to verse 78, through the tender mercy of God, what did God do to show tender mercy? We hear him rattling the fierce things on Mount Sinai. The rocks tumble down. We see the fire on the side of the mountain with Elijah. We hear the rattling of the earthquake, and we hear the mighty roaring wind, and it rushes through, and rocks are thrown against rocks, and they smash. But God is not in those great exhibitions. God is in the still, small voice or whisper. That's where you'll hear God. Come away from all these dreadful noises that we make, and come away and hear the gospel being spoken. There's tender mercy. There is mercy that is promised, and to remember his holy covenant. Remember his holy covenant. He said, follow me. Look at verse 74. Delivered, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. You know, it doesn't matter who we elect this year. There will be fear. Depending on your point of view of politics, there will be fear. We will fear that the rich shall get richer and the poor shall be poorer. We shall fear that we shall not be successful in the world stage. We shall fear that we will not stand up to the corruption of our own governments. We shall fear. But if we put our trust in the living God, all these fearful things will pass away. They will get more fearful before the end comes, but it doesn't really matter because our hearts will be at peace with God. And when we have peace with God, we have the tender mercy of God just oozing through the pores of our souls. And we find ourselves in the position of having received the promise of our fathers. And we remember his covenant, that we remember that Jesus is his only begotten Son. Hear ye him. Isn't that wonderful? I look at this and I think how remarkable it is. Day by day, I am kept in the beauty of his holiness. So verse 74 speaks to me of being delivered without fear. There's another verse in Scripture that says, I will not fear what men shall do unto me, because I'm trusting the living God. That's where we trust. And we find that man has to retreat with all his threats and his ugliness, all his dreadfulness and unkindness. I would take you into the 75th verse. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. You have one life to live, and it should be lived for the Lord Jesus. It should be lived in his presence. It should be lived in his grace. It should be lived. And so life is abundant in Jesus. Be righteous. Seek holiness during your life on this earth. Again, I remind myself of getting older, and I realize and I do recognize that one falls off the side every once in a while, and we slide in and out of sin every once in a while. There was a dear, gracious man in the kirks of Scotland. He was such a godly man that people just worshipped the ground he trod on, as it were, and he was so holy. Yet he wrote in his diary these words. He said, I am so conscious of my sin. Last night I woke up all of a dither. I had had a dream. I was so conscious of my sin. I laid awake for an hour or so, just conscious that I had sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yet he has repaired that, and I am right with God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I know that's a sort of flippant way of saying a very holy thing, but I am to live righteously and holily before God all the days of our lives. Verse 77, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of sins, by the remission of sins. We turn back or for their sins. I love to talk to people and hear their testimonies. And I love to be able to say, there was a day when you did not love Jesus, and today you do love Jesus. In that knowledge, let's give salvation back to one another. Let's remind each other what we were saved from. We were saved from darkness, intellectual, yes, but really spiritual darkness, which is far greater than any intellectual thing that you can come up with. The beauty of the joy of Jesus is that we go into verse 79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide their feet in the way of peace. You and I, saints of Jesus, we have the privilege today that we no longer sit in darkness, we no longer sit in the shadow of death, and we can guide our feet and the feet of those that will follow Jesus, because we've given them light, we've shown them the way, and they have followed and in the way of peace. Now notice this last verse, 80, the child, Jesus, grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. This to me is a very strong word. I have grandchildren and children, obviously, and I sought only one thing for my children. I pray one thing for my children, and that has gone on to the grandchildren, that they may grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my key prayer for them, that they will be delivered from evil. Oh, yes, I pray that. That they will be kept in the power of the blood of the Lamb. I pray that. But here, notice the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. I want to see my grandchildren be strong in the Lord, strong in spirit. I was encouraged when one of them said, you know, graduation, I was invited to a kegger, but I declined because I didn't think the Lord Jesus would be pleased with me in such a place. So we can come to the place where we can cry with the psalmist, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Bless the Lamb, bless the Lord of my soul, bless his holy name. Honor the Lord Jesus and God the Father with our lives. Glory with the heart. Receive the power that is divine. And in the 10th verse, chapter 2 of Luke's Gospel, we discover good tidings of great joy. Now, are these good tidings of great joy swelling your heart? Has the day sprung? And the day spring, the brightness, the effulgence of his glory, says the book of Hebrews. He says, I think it's the 8th chapter, we beheld the effulgence of his glory. What a beautiful expression. The brightness or the shining of his glory. Is that shining in you this very day, this moment? It needs to. So I would ask you as a saint of the Lord Jesus, will you continue to pray for one another? Pray for us. Pray for your friends, your families. Pray. Will you pray that the saints of the Lord Jesus shall wax strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus? To wax strong means to be mighty strong. Oh, how precious is all of this in the name of Jesus. Do you see, we are starting a new year with new opportunities. The day spring is Jesus. Trust him. Put your faith in him. And no matter what comes, the storm may be alarming, the waves may be overwhelming, but Jesus is in the boat with you, he's in this life with you, and he will never fail you. Your business may go upside down, so what? Jesus is with you, and he'll turn it right side up for your benefit. Does not mean that he'll put you back into prosperity. It means that he will put you back in spirit strong. Oh, the bells of Christmas. Oh, the joy of Christmas! Oh, the joy of Jesus! Oh, the preciousness of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the wonder of resurrection. It's ours. Start this new year with the resurrected Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, will you become powerfully recognized by all of us that talk so glibly about you? But oh, let us talk more sincerely day by day, that we may win people to your presence. Redeem the people of our knowledge, those that are round us and close. Keep our families. Hold us tightly. Lord, give us confidence that we may walk not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, that we may grow in the grace and the knowledge of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us for his sake, please. We ask it in his name. Amen. Hey, God bless you this new year. Bye-bye.